30 minutes past the hour, and that means it's time for your Federal News Radio Cybersecurity Update. Afternoons at 30 minutes past the hour. It's brought to you by Tripwire. So you've heard of the smart grid, right? The hyper-intelligent way of moving energy around, even saving it, being more aware of the energy that you use. The goal for is for energy use to be much more efficient. But it also means it could be more susceptible to cyber attack. And the National Institute of Standards and Technology, NIST, has been focusing on that issue. The Cybersecurity Working Group of NIST's Smart Grid Interoperability Panel, they've just released version 1 of the Smart Grid Cybersecurity Standards. More than 500 pages there. Well, Marianne Swanson is the Senior Advisor for Information System Security at NIST. She says, just like any new technology, there can be significant vulnerabilities, such as?
You're going to be going across communication lines, much like we do now with our communications with the Internet. And so we'll need to protect it just like we do now. The beauty of all of this is that we do have protections in place. We know what to do, and we can apply those to the smart grid as well. So virus, you know, we have virus protections, we have firewalls, we have encryption. All of those good things are out there that can be employed now as we start to build up the smart grid and the applications and the hardware and the software that will be going on to our electrical grid.
And you and NIST have come up with guidelines for smart grid cybersecurity.
Right.
How difficult was this to do?
Well, I have to tell you, I'm new to the project. I was one of those lucky ones that came in just only about six weeks ago. So it has been a big effort. I do know that. Now, I have not been intimately involved, so I'm coming in after the fact. But it was a very big effort. This working group, this cybersecurity working group, that's part of something called the Smart Grid Interoperability Panel.
Mm-hmm.
This group has over 750 members, and so trying to,
because there's so many people. I mean, there's aside from utility, there's a lot of folks involved in this.
Correct, and it's utilities, and it's vendors, and it's academics, and it's states, and some agencies, federal agencies,
yeah.
It's regulators. It's this whole gamut of people coming together and really a consensus-based approach to developing guidelines for this whole electrical sector and on the security guidelines. And so it's fascinating. There are 8 working groups that had developed portions of the document, this NIST interagency report. And one in particular was something called the High Level Security Requirements Working Group. And that group, in conjunction with our architecture subgroup, came together and put a model architecture of what the smart grid looks like, or a reference model, I guess you'd call it. And then using that reference model, the high level requirements people were able to develop the requirements that would fit in any of these given architectural scenarios, if you want to call it that. So from a house to the utility company, how would you secure and what kind of requirements would you put on that level of connection? And so we have now this document that's got a nice set of high-level security requirements that cover about 18 different families of types of security, so things like personnel security, physical security, access control, things like if you're trying to access or authentication, those types of families with many, many, many requirements underneath. And so now a utility who's going off to build a piece of the smart grid, or to make it smart,
mm-hmm.
can require these requirements in their procurements, or as they're building it themselves, they can ensure that their utility has these requirements, they're meeting these requirements, and the products that they're starting to build have the functionality to support the security needs and assurances that we have listed in here as requirements.
Pretty cool stuff. That is Ms. Swanson. She is with NIST. We have a link to the guidelines. You can read all 500 pages of them, find much more information. It's all right there on our website, federalnewsradio.com/DoraBeckInsider, or just go to DoraBeckInsider.com. Marianne Swanson, of course, Senior Advisor for Information Systems Security at NIST. And again, much more information on our website, DoraBeckInsider.com.